Jonah. Chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, dove, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, because their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord Jehovah, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid its fare, and went down into it, to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord Jehovah. But the Lord Jehovah sent out a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried to his God, and cast forth the cargo that was in the ship into the sea, to lighten it. But Jonah had gone down into the inside of the ship. And he lay down, and was fast asleep. So the captain of the ship came to him, and said to him, What do you mean, O sleeper? Arise, call upon your God, perhaps God will think of us, that we not perish. And everyone said to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then they said to him, Tell us, we ask you, for whose cause this evil has come upon us, what is your occupation? And where have you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew. And I fear the Lord Jehovah, the God of heaven, who has made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid, and said to him, Why have you done this? Because the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord Jehovah because he had told them. Then they said to him, What shall we do to you, that the sea may be calm for us? Because the sea was becoming more and more stormy. And he said to them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea, then the sea will be calm for you. Because I know that for my sake this great storm is upon you. Nevertheless the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not. Because the sea grew more and more stormy against them. Therefore they cried to the Lord Jehovah, and said, We beg you, O Lord Jehovah. We beg you, do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not lay upon us innocent blood, because you, O Lord Jehovah, have done as it pleased you. So they took up Jonah, and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord Jehovah exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice to the Lord Jehovah, and made vows. Now the Lord Jehovah had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.